It's time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine events in the world of astronomy. I'm John Basile, and speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Well, first of all, a story's been leaked to the news media about a mysterious signal possibly coming from one of the Earth's nearest neighbor stars. What can you tell us about this? Is it aliens?
In a word, no, it's not. Although it's very tempting to imagine that there could be alien life on a planet orbiting the sun's nearest neighbor star, which is called Proxima Centauri and is located about 4 light years away. And the thought of this life possibly having the technology to send a signal to Earth, it's of course would be very astounding and exciting news. However, unfortunately, that is not the case here. So what actually happened here was in April of 2019, the Parkes Radio Telescope in Australia, which is a large 200-foot wide radio telescope, was monitoring Proxima Centauri for stellar flares, which are enormous bursts of radiation that leave a star's surface. And these astronomers were actually investigating what happens when a star emits flares, what impact it might have on orbiting planets and on potential life on those planets. Proxima Centauri hosts at least 2 planets, one of which is about the same size as Earth, and within what's called the habitable zone, where one could expect to find the right temperatures where you might find liquid water on the surface, which is, of course, a prerequisite for life. And that's what everybody's sort of interested in. So during the course of a long observation to monitor this star for flaring activity, it turns out that there was a very unusual signal that was detected. However, the signal was not noticed at the time, but rather over a year later when a student from a different project called Breakthrough Listen went back to analyze the archival data. And Breakthrough Listen is a multi-million dollar project that essentially extends the work of SETI, which many people have heard of, which is the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, which for decades has been searching for signals from extraterrestrial life. And so this student noticed this unusual signal, which was unusual because it occupies a very narrow frequency band. And that indicates that the source is technological, not natural, because natural radio signals occur at much broader frequency bands. And also, of course, it appeared to be coming from the direction of Proxima Centauri. However, the signal did not repeat, and it has not been detected since then. And here it's important to emphasize that the major obstacle for all astronomers attempting to detect signals from space is separating potential extraterrestrial signals from human-created signals. For example, radio and TV stations, satellites orbiting the Earth, all of these things emit at radio frequencies, and they create a huge amount of what's called radio frequency interference that must be sifted through in order to determine what is actually coming from outer space. And so, in fact, over the years, SETI folks have come to know that it's quite easy to be fooled into thinking a signal is alien and unexplainable. And this, you know, early on from the discovery of pulsars, which were originally hypothesized as little green men, to a strange signal once discovered at Parkes that was thought to be aliens until someone noticed that the signal always happened around lunchtime, and it turned out to be the microwave in the lunchroom. So, because of this, SETI developed very strict protocols for confirming suspected alien signatures, including the need for a signal to be detected by a separate second telescope. And in brief, none of those procedures were followed here because the original data was actually collected for a separate scientific project, this Stellar Flares project, and not for Breakthrough Listen. So while the signal is intriguing and many astronomers are working hard currently to explain it, pretty much everyone, including the lead investigators here, agree that the most likely explanation will be some sort of human-made signal. So this recent news really should just remind us of the importance of rigorously applying the scientific method. And in particular, whenever we talk of alien life, it's important to keep in mind that, as Carl Sagan said, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. We can end on a hopeful note, however, and that is from the famous astronomer Jill Tarter, who was actually the founder of SETI. She uses the analogy that if you scale the universe down to be the volume of all of Earth's oceans combined, the total volume of space that SETI has searched so far for extraterrestrial life is the equivalent of just 1 glass of water. So while we haven't yet found any convincing signs of alien life, we have barely even begun to search. So there is still a lot of work to be done in this field.
I guess you'd say we don't know what we don't know. Regina, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.